Roughly about here, the corner of where the OceanX building is, and you can see the big OceanX sign there on the corner of the building. It, roughly around there would have been the old military entrance to the dockyard. My father worked for the Federal Department of Fisheries, and the only way in and out of that was through the old gateway. And one sunny summer afternoon, my mother and I had gone shopping downtown, and I was probably no more than 4, 5, 6 years old, certainly very, very young. We had gone up to get a ride home with my father after we had done the afternoon downtown. And it being a very hot day, all the windows in the car were rolled down. And along came one of the local drunks. This area of Water Street had a series of resident characters, the winos they were called in those days, who simply hung out at the liquor store, one of which is just up around the corner here. It was in a building there. So I'm sitting in the back seat, and this gentleman comes staggering up the sidewalk, and I'm a little leery. My father didn't drink, my mother didn't drink, so I'm not used to being around people who are intoxicated. So he comes up to the car and comes right in through the back window up to his waist, as far in as he could reach in, and started putting his hands out towards me. Well, I was absolutely terrified, and I scooted across to the other side of the car, at which time the drunk said to me, "Oh," he said, "there you are." He said, "I've been chasing you for 40 years by the smell of your socks. Now, what did you do with me sister's bubbly gum?" Well, of course, my father lost it and got out and, you know, removed the chappie from out of the car and so on. And I remember being pretty terrified at that. But it's a memory that stuck with me all of my life. And a saying I've used from time to time when I find somebody I've not seen in a while. I say, "Well, there you are, and I've been chasing you for 40 years by the smell of your socks."